That's so Braven. If you don't listen to this podcast, you know what happens? You get it. Okay. I feel good about that.
Let's just address the big Russian Gaelic robot in the room. For the very few that listened to my Tables, Ladders, and Chair Monday Night Raw and Tuesday Night SmackDown Live, That's So Braven that I released this week. Here's the story behind that. Oh my god. I can't believe I fucked this up this bad. If you listen to it, and I know at least one person did, because Sledge asked me what was up and why it was a Russian robot reading code for 3 hours. We've joked about weirder things before, so I kind of didn't think about it right away at first and was like, And then people kept talking about it in our group chat. So I checked it out, and it was just 3 hours of a Russian robot reading source code. Oddly soothing. It was oddly nice. It was probably more entertaining and better than anything that I could personally put together. So we're going to leave it up there. It's out there. It's on our iTunes. It's on thecourtofnerds.com. But here's what happened. So go back about 5 months ago. My personal computer crashed on company time. I still haven't got the repairs for it because I'm not getting any help in that department. So I've been stuck with my company issue Dell. I don't really feel like doing this work on that computer, so on and so forth. Here I am up on my pedestal. I'm recording on my girlfriend's MacBook now, so that's how this is happening. Thank you for GarageBand. Oh my god. But yeah, so I recorded in Audacity, and I couldn't download the lame MP3 encoder, or converter, what have you. See, I'm not a tech wizard. I'm not that kind of nerd. But I did it through a conversion site that I've used before, so what the hell? I did it again. Always listen to your downloaded conversions through third-party websites. I didn't. I just published. And my god. Whatever. Moving on. I'm not going to spend too much time on tables and ladders and chairs now because obviously the show... Well, I guess we're only 2 days removed from SmackDown Live, but I recorded That's So Braven with the idea of talking about all three wrestling shows because I had seen all three when they're supposed to be watched during the week that they happened for the first time in a while. It's been tough. I've been busy. Like I said, I've been technologically... You hear that word? I've been technologically limited with my recording opportunities, so that's why... My god... I'm still just messed up from whatever happened in that robot episode. We're leaving it up there. I'm not deleting that mistake. It's up there. It's up there. It's going to stay up there. This episode is going to not erase it, but play off of it. So, RMS equals 0.022445 more than Central Gaelic Robot Wafu. Less than wave block equals less than wave. Oh, I'm sorry. We're back to That's So Braven here. That was just a commercial for Russian sex robot ReadsYouCodes.com, a new unofficial sponsor of That's So Braven. But let's get into tables, ladders, and chair. We saw the return of Kurt Angle for the viral infectioned Roman Reigns. We saw AJ Styles take the viral infected Bray Wyatt's place. This show was a beautiful disaster. It was absolutely a beautiful disaster in that it made no sense. It was completely ridiculous, completely over the top, but yet still a really entertaining and exciting show. That will never mean anything to WWE again. And it should be watched with that grain of salt. Sasha Banks and Alicia Fox got some solid time on the pre-show. Alicia Fox seems to be getting a little push as the next night on Raw, even though she lost to Sasha on the pre-show to TLC, she won a triple threat match against The Boss and Bayley to be the Survivor Series 5-on-5 elimination match captain for Team Raw. So thanks, Nia Jax, for taking your complainy ball and going home. Sorry you didn't want to fall over and get pinned by a bigger star than you. Guess what? Deal with it. You're new to the roster. Moving on, because Nia Jax doesn't deserve any more of my time if those reports are true. Look that up. Nia Jax was said to take her ball and went home because she didn't want to lose to Sasha Banks clean at TLC. She asked her Rock, the Rock, her cousin, her Rock, I guess she could be her, he could be her Rock, what she should do, and he said take some time off. Those are reports. Don't quote me on it. I'm quoting somebody else. But if that's the case, that's wildly disappointing and good for Alicia Fox to take advantage of the opportunity. She looked solid on the pre-show. She looked solid on Raw. This batshit crazy character is working for her. Little fun fact, she's the longest tenured female on the roster, so there you go. Always nice to see. She's deserving. She's a lot better than she used to be. It's a lot better. She's got a very interesting, strange character, the type of character that's going to get over for a little bit of period because it's so goofy and so off the wall, and I hope it works out for her. Looking forward to seeing what happens there. Like I said, I'm just going to talk about things I want to talk about from the TLC show now since it's Thursday. Excuse me. AJ Styles and Finn Balor. My goodness. Before getting into what happened the next night on Raw, Finn Balor and AJ Styles absolutely tore the house down. There was no story to this match other than the fact that these guys had never faced each other one-on-one. They were each the former leader of the Bullet Club faction in Japan. Props to WWE for at least mentioning it, not by name, but at least they mentioned it. So that's neat. That's new. I thought that was a nice fold to the match. But this was two guys just trying to prove that they were better than each other. Yes, it was a scripted wrestling match. I saw a tweet out there that was, you know what? These two were two guys trying to win a match. And that's what the story was. It was two guys trying to beat the other guy. And sometimes that's all you need. And Finn beat Balor. Or Finn beat... it was the Demon. Sorry. He had face paint on, so he was 8 attribute points better. Finn beat AJ with the coup d'etat. It was a very solid match. I'd say it's a definite top 10 candidate for match of the year just because it was crisp. It was high flying. It was interesting. It was unexpected. It was professional wrestling at its best. Not sports entertainment. This was professional wrestling, and it was a hell of a match. And let me just say something about AJ Styles. He is the workhorse of this company. He will clearly do anything. He will clearly succeed with anyone, anytime, anywhere, no matter how many guys, no matter what show, no matter where he is. AJ Styles is the workhorse of this company. And you can say Braun Strowman deserves the Royal Rumble. You can say Braun Strowman deserves the Money in the Bank briefcase. Yes, he deserves one of those, but AJ Styles better get his first. That man deserves a Royal Rumble. He deserves a WrestleMania main event. He deserves a world title. Whoever that's against, whenever it happens, we'll see. But that man deserves it. And he's proven it right now. But moving on, women's match was solid. Alexa retained over Mickey. I think that was just kind of a filler match to get us to possibly Trish Stratus coming back. Who knows? I feel like something's happening there with the old storyline. You know, somebody else is going to come to Mickey's rescue. So I think that's exciting. Something to look out for. Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. Asuka and Emma opened the show. Great to see Asuka finally on the main roster. I've said it before and I'll say it again. She's my favorite thing in pro wrestling right now. Her natural swagger and her move repertoire and the bursts that come with it just get me fired up. I love watching her matches. I love watching her promos. I love her intensity. I love her swagger. I'm looking forward to seeing her work with somebody other than Emma, and that's not a diss on Emma. Emma performed well after a sloppy first 2 minutes on TLC, and she performed well the next night on Monday Night Raw. She's turned it into a nice little mid-card heel filler talent. That's great for her. About a year ago after that shoplifting incident, you'd be surprised if we were still talking about her in the WWE at this time, so she needs to look at the big picture there and realize she's moving in the right direction. But I'm ready to see Asuka with Sasha Banks. I'm ready to see Asuka with Bayley again. I'm ready to see Asuka with Alexa Bliss. I'm ready to see Asuka with Mickie James again. I'd like to see a little more of that. But that's exciting. Next night in Raw, they had a meet rematch. Asuka won. No run-ins or anything like that. So I am excited to see where that goes. They've got a superstar here. If they mess this one up, then they can mess anything up. This is one of those things that it feels like it's impossible to mess up. With Asuka, that is. But yeah, let's move on to the main event. Because there was no championship match. Because Brock doesn't work pay-per-views, I guess. Or Monday Night Raw. Yeah, it's just disappointing. I've defended Brock Lesnar a lot because I think he's a great draw. I think he's an interesting talent. And I think when paired with the right guys, he can tear the house down. See CM Punk SummerSlam before Punk left. It's one of my favorite matches of all time. Just one of my favorite underrated matches of all time. I love that match. But yeah, the main event. God, what an avoided disaster. Let me just say, I hope that everyone affected by this viral infection is okay in their personal lives, not wrestling reasons, because, yeah, it could have messed up the wrestling reasons, but WWE reacted greatly and saved a show. Big deal. I hope these people are okay. Their parents, their husbands, their partners, I hope they're okay. Moving on to the main event, Kurt Angle replaced Roman Reigns to join Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, the Shield, the Olympic Shield, you could say, against, good lord, Cesaro, Sheamus, Miz, Braun Strowman, and Kane in a TLC match. Oh my god, that is a... Sorry, I'm just gathering myself. That's just an insane match. This match was exactly what he thought it would be. Insane spots, ridiculousness, and just over-the-top weirdness, and guys laying down for 15 minutes at a time. Braun and Kane had been teasing the tension for a while. Kane accidentally hit Braun. They went at it. Big push from Braun. A couple minutes later, Kane turns on Braun, beats the crap out of him, chokeslams him through the stage. Braun gets up, knocks him down again, pulls a bunch of chairs on him. Braun gets up again, beats the shit out of all of his teammates, and then gets stuffed in a dumpster by all of his teammates later on. We didn't see him the next night on Raw, so I'm curious to see what happens there, but I'm ready for Braun Strowman to just be a main event star. This guy is legit, like single star. He's ready. He is so ready, and this just feels so weird. But let me just say, Kurt Angle coming back, it was awesome. It felt great. It was nostalgic to see. He still can throw people around. What an Olympic slam on Cesaro and a backdrop on the outside. That was fantastic. He did his Germans. He about broke his freaking face and neck trying to go out of the ring at the end of the match, which scared the shit out of me. But let's just say this. It's clear that guys are taking it easy on Kurt, and it's clear that he's not letting himself go 100%. I mean, a casual fan watching at home can probably see that if they've seen one Kurt Angle prime match. So that just makes me a little concerned. I would rather him be healthy and okay than wrestle another match for us. But if he's got a singles run in him for a little bit, a little part-time singles run, I'll watch it. If he's fine, if they can clear him and say he's healthy enough to do this, I will watch it. Let me just say this, though. Kurt Angle, he looked like he was like at 60% there, which is pretty good for a guy who hasn't wrestled in about 7-8 months and hasn't wrestled in the WWE for 11 years. So, but it was a fun match. Seth and Dean and Braun and Miz and Cesaro and Sheamus carried that thing. Kane's just there pumping up his mayoral run. I'm so annoyed at the Kane stuff. Let me just go on a tangent real quick. The next night on Raw, Kane beat Finn Balor clean with 3 chokeslams. Finn Balor, who just beat AJ Styles, clean. Finn Balor, who just beat Bray Wyatt at the last pay-per-view, clean. Finn Balor, the first Universal Champion, just got beat by old man Mayor Kane because he's running for... It doesn't make sense. It's dumb. You don't need to make Kane a believable threat to Braun Strowman. That's all they're doing. Having him beat Finn and having him take out Braun at the pay-per-view, they're just trying to make him seem like a credible threat so Braun Strowman can roll in and take him out at Survivor Series. Whatever. But let me just say one thing about Kurt Angle. Back to the TLC main event. Oh my god, that was the near fall of the year after Miz hit the skull-crushing finale. I thought it was done. I was like, wow, Miz is going to pin Kurt on his return in the main event with TLC match? That's awesome. Nope, Kurt kicked out. Boom, boom, boom. They did the Shield Olympic bomb. It was like Roman never left. Kurt was there that and did everything that Roman could have done, minus 2 spears and 19 Superman punches. But overall, it was a fun, weird show that WWE pulled out of its ass. But moving on to Monday night, I want to talk about the Shane McMahon under siege with the SmackDown superstars just running backstage, intimidating Kurt Angle and beating the shit out of anyone that they run in front of. It's weird. Shane came off as a really big heel in that, and the whole SmackDown roster seemed like a heel to me, you know? I don't know, they just beat the crap out of random people in the locker room, so I thought it was cool that Chad Gable shoved Rusev out of the way to attack Jason Jordan. Just little things like that to show that these SmackDown guys were all about SmackDown. It really makes you care about that 5-on-5 elimination match at Survivor Series. But yeah, so that's set. 5-on-5 Raw versus SmackDown men's and women's matches. Elimination traditional Survivor Series matches. That's awesome. I'm excited for that. And then it's champion versus champion down the board. So there might be a couple title changes between here and now, but Brock and Jinder are doing a little trash talking back and forth. Whatever. It's not going to make me care about that. I don't see what that's going to be. I don't know. But then, you know, and then you got Miz and Corbin. But the one that could steal the show, even over the awesome 5-on-5 matches, is Rollins and Ambrose versus the Usos. That could be nuts. Seriously, though. But, Oh, yeah, and also Alexa Bliss versus Natalya is interesting. I mean, whatever. I don't know. I think they were really lucky with the champions not needing to be on the 5-on-5 matches. I mean, that really clears things up, which is good. I love those matches, and last year they were both fantastic. Survivor Series 5-on-5 matches, that is, the men's and women's. So then on SmackDown, nothing really happened besides Randy Orton beating Sami Zayn in a solid little match. Orton is the SmackDown team captain. He's on the captain. Zayn is probably off. Owens will face Nakamura at this week's SmackDown for the spot. And Daniel Bryan played pissed off general manager to Shane McMahon because Shane didn't come to him about the Under Siege thing. And I don't know. I'm getting weird changes in Shane McMahon's character all of a sudden. It's out of nowhere and it's strange. But that's enough wrestling.
Hey guys, it's Drew. Tom and Chi Granville is back with some impressive meal deals. Here's what you can look forward to if you stop by and get cheesy. If you're always searching for the kids menu, look no further than Tom and Chi, where kids under 12 eat free from 4 to 8 p.m. every Tuesday, or enjoy half off grilled cheese donuts every Wednesday from 4 to 8 p.m. And if you download the free Tom and Chi app, pop in every Thursday and get $3 classic grilled cheese sandwiches. Tom and Chi is also proud to support Chia. I think that's how I say it. A locally made vegan cheese that tastes so good, cows are starting to get jealous. Find Tom and Chi on 44th Street in Granville, near Cabela's.
Giving us our own Quarter Nerds live panel Saturday night, that was cool. It was interesting, it was weird, it was random, it was us. And just giving us the chance to moderate panels, I had a personally great time this year. Yeah, we had some organization mess ups where we got left off of a panel we were told we were doing and just stuff like that, but all things considered, thank you so much to Grand Rapids Comic Con. Thank you to Jason Spezak. Thank you to Julian Glover. Thank you to Kevin Sorbo. Thank you to the Godzilla suit actors. Thank you to Catherine Sutherland. Thank you to Brittany. Thank you to Mark. Thank you to all the people at Grand Rapids Comic Con. I know I want to be a part of it again next year, and we would love to help you guys keep growing and getting a better con each year, every year. And if you didn't buy a grab bag from Tardy's Collector Corner, Gavin and Dee, you better save up for next year. Just set aside $20, buy two grab bags, try and get a limited edition. I sound like a commercial. Try to get a rare comic along with like 30 other books. It was awesome. They've got the best deals in town. Go see Gavin and Dee at Tardy's Collector Corner. And thank you to Grand Rapids Comic Con, Andy Budnick, iHeartRadio for letting us hop on the radio from their Grand Rapids Comic Con Live, and just to the rest of the Court of Nerds, it was the first time ever our whole group had been in one place, and it was fantastic. Sledge is just as magical in person as he is through Facebook Messenger, Twitter, Facebook, and Mr. Sledge's Neighborhood. I seriously need to get him doing some commercials for me. But yeah, this has been Not So Braven, and just remember the source code.